Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 609 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This week, we're going to talk about a friend of ours here in the Nashville theater community that needs a little helping hand, needs a little help covering some medical expenses. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. All right, IDSer, so a buddy of ours in the theater community, a theater maker, a theater critic, someone who's been around the scene for a while, done great things, and is great friends to a lot of people in the theater community of Nashville, Tennessee, Evans Donnell, is in the hospital, and he needs a little help. Apparently had a very serious infection. I'm not going to go into any much more than that other to say that he's on the mend. He was in intensive care for a while, but he's on the mend. But we are rallying here in the theater community, and there is a GoFundMe page started for Evans Donnell by Jill Massey. And I will have a link on the show notes page for that for you. If you want to, if you can help out, we're trying to reach, I think they said the goal is $5,000, and they are about, last I checked, $3,030 towards it. So we're getting pretty, they're getting pretty close. So if you could, reach out, $5, help someone in our Nashville theater community that has done a lot for everybody around town, reviewing shows and doing interviews two and four and whatnot. Speaking of interviews, kind of for those who may not know Evans was a member of the American Theater Critics Association. I went with him, well, not went with him, but he and I were both at the Humana Festival covering it, for his websites and me for the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So Evans and I have been around the block a time or two, doing theater stuff. So I really wanted to, kind of give a shout out and send positive vibes towards him and his family as he's recovering from his infection, his illness. And also to help spread the word and ask to help him for him, to ask you to help him. So again, I will have a link to the GoFundMe campaign for Evans Donnell. I will also have links to a couple of episodes that he has appeared on in the Inexplicable Dumb Show. The websites that we reference and talk about are now kind of defunct or moved on to other ownerships. But it's, again, just to give you sort of a hindsight look into who you are helping out. So, again, I'll have those links on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Thank you, IDSers. I know you can do this. You're a great bunch of people. All right, IDSers. So thank you so much for bearing with me here on this super short episode this week, but I just felt like I could, I mean, you get in these situations, you say, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? How can I help? I've already made a donation to the GoFundMe campaign, and I thought, well, at least the very, very, very least I could do is to help spread the word for a good friend. So again, if you can help out, great. If not, I understand. Political discussions aside, It just flummoxes me that we live in a world where somebody has to have GoFundMe campaigns for basic health. But I'm not going to get into that with you guys. And I know most of you probably agree, feel that way too. But, it's for another time and another place. But anyway, the link will be there. So if you want to help out, great. Next week, I think I'm going to actually be the last actor in Nashville to be involved in a production of Newsies. So I'm going to talk a little bit, well, maybe have someone from the organization or at least the show. I'm doing Newsies at Expression City in Brentwood, and we'll have a little chat about that and what that is and what that means and what does that arts company serve and that sort of thing. So If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, I'm doing this all out of order. I apologize. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So as I previously said, next week we're going to delve into Newsies, which has been a real popular show around the Nashville area. So, like I said, I may be the last actor in Nashville to be involved in a production of Newsies. But no more. I will talk about that next week. So until next week, this is John Mullen saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.